Hello, this is Scott. Normally I'd start by saying, hello, this is Angry, but for reasons that will become obvious, I think, it's probably best if I put this under my own name and say, this is me, Scott, Scott Rem, who is the person behind the persona of the Angry GM and the Angry GM website and Angry Games Incorporated. Last night, I recorded something like an hour and 15 minute live chat. I had about 20 people hanging out with me on Discord as I did it, and it was meant to for me to be transparent, come clean, let everybody know what's going on, especially why I disappeared over the last 2.5 weeks, because people have noticed that I've just been gone for 2.5 weeks. I've been interacting very little, and people are worried about me. Understandably so, and I basically ghosted my community, which is something that I have done before once or twice, and which I said at the time was a terrible thing to do, and that I shouldn't do it, and yet I did it again. So, I hosted the live chat, and I decided to host the live chat without any sort of a script, and just sort of come clean and be transparent and be honest, because one of the things I can say is that I pride myself on being honest and transparent. I think those of you who read my work and support me, either financially or just by being one of my fans and a member of my community, always deserve to know what is going on and what to expect from me. It's a two-way relationship we have, you know. I know not all creators in this day and age feel that way, but that is the way I have always felt. After listening to the entire recording, after Ratter Crash, who helps me by remastering all of my audio recordings, except this one, which I'm going to remaster myself and put out without any jingles or preambles or anything else, I'm just going to put this out so that I can get it out right away when I'm done re-recording it. But after listening to that entire hour and 15 minutes of me babbling and yammering, I actually didn't feel comfortable releasing it. Not because there was anything untrue or because I said anything terrible or problematic or anything. I do feel that in places I did overshare a bit, and it did become a bit of a self-pity session, which is not what I wanted to do. But nonetheless, I just don't feel comfortable releasing it. And so I decided that I would come up with a very quick script and outline, and just re-record it so that none of you have to listen to that hour and 15 minute thing. There were some very heartfelt things said, and I'm going to hit the major points, but I just want to get it out there more briefly, and then just move on from it. So first of all, I have vanished because I have been dealing with some more health issues. These have arisen from the fact that I have been managing my chronic health conditions, including my high blood pressure and my diabetes, as well as my sleep apnea, very poorly over the last year. Since I was released from the hospital last year with the mysterious heart problems that took 3 or 4 months to diagnose, I did not make the changes in my lifestyle that I needed to make, and I have instead taken very poor care of myself. I regret that deeply, and it is something that I should know better about. As many of you will know, 15 years ago, I went through a serious scare where I ended up in the hospital with an absolutely ridiculous blood pressure and blood sugar. That is how I discovered that I had given myself adult onset type 2 diabetes mellitus. There's several different names for it. I have the one that you're not born with and that you can't produce insulin. It's the one where you have gradually lost the ability for your body to take advantage of insulin, which is commonly caused by lifestyle choices, especially maintaining too high a weight. And I was 450 pounds at the time. I walked into the emergency room with a blood pressure that they had to retake several times because they did not believe it could be that high and that I hadn't had a stroke walking in the door. It was bad, and I turned my entire life around. I dropped something like 200 pounds. I changed my diet. I quit smoking. I gave up a bunch of bad habits, and gradually I struggled myself off every medication I was taking, and I had had my diabetes and health problems managed with a minimal amount of medication. I didn't need any medication for my diabetes. I was on one pill to maintain my blood pressure, and that was it. And I was very proud of that. And over the last couple of years, I have reversed a good deal of that hard work. I am not 450 pounds, thankfully. I'm well shy of that still, but I have put on about 50 pounds in the last 2 years, which was not good, and I have not been managing my diet at all. I have been overindulging in sweets. I have been using the excuse that I am depressed, that I am overwhelmed, that I am facing a lot of struggles in life, and so it is okay for me to indulge, when the fact of the matter is, no, it is not okay for me to indulge, because it will literally kill me if I do. I am now taking steps to reverse that, but as of 2 weeks ago, I had a pretty big scare. I thought I was going to end up back in the hospital. I wasn't quite hospital worthy, but I was close, and I've been recovering from that since. And unfortunately, things are a little backed up in the medical system here, and it's going to be about a 6 week wait, 6 to 8 weeks before I can see my doctor. I have appointments with all the people I need, and I have had conversations with them. It's being taken care of, but it's something that I have to take serious care of because it's killing me. And it's something that I should have been worrying about a year ago and 2 years ago, and I wasn't. That's where I've been. I have been exhausted. My body is now just constantly aching. I have no, it's not exhaustion, it's fatigue. It's diabetic fatigue. It comes from your blood sugar. It comes from your metabolism being totally thrown off. I'm not going to go through all the shit. Okay, one of the biggest issues, though, is, for me, the brain fog, which is just because your brain is kind of operating without enough energy when you're not managing your blood sugar properly and when you have diabetes. And so it becomes difficult to focus, concentrate, string words together. And that's one of the reasons why last night's live chat was so rambling and all over the place. And you can probably still hear it in me that I'm having a little bit more trouble than usual putting one word after another, and I am deeply embarrassed about that. I pride myself on my ability to speak, write, and think clearly. It's one of the things I'm very proud of about myself, and so it is really hard to come out and face people when I'm just, when you're literally trying to think through a fog just to get the words to come together, which is also why the writing has been very difficult. To that end, by the way, feature articles are coming. I'm not blowing off September. I still have to release my content. I am working on it. I've got a week and a half to basically get out 4 articles, and then we'll talk about what that means for the future. The second thing I admitted is that over the last several years, this is more than the last 2 years, Angry Games has been in a bit of a decline, or at the very least, a stagnation, which is, of course, no surprise to anyone. You know, it's now 2 years since I said, hey, I'm going to write Slapdash, and it's going to be amazing. And, you know, it didn't happen. And, you know, before that, you know, it had been 2 years since a major publication of mine, which was The Fall of Silver Pine Watch, which I'm tremendously proud of, and 2 or 3 years before that was my book. And beyond that, though, I've just kind of been cranking out the same weekly content and struggling sometimes to deliver it on a weekly basis now for years. I have great ideas, and I seem to be pretty good at putting together game mechanical design when I do it. The problem is, ideas are worth nothing if you're not actually putting them out and publishing them. And while I've been doing basically nothing, other creators have been putting out amazing content. And these are people who, they've written to me, and they've said things like, you know, I used to read your work, and I loved your work, and you inspired me, and now here I am doing this. And while all that's been going on, I have basically been stagnating, and that is also to my deep shame. One of the reasons for that stagnation I pointed out, and I don't want to go into too much detail about this. This is some place where I feel like I might have overshared a little too much. But as many of you will know, over the last starting in 2016, I had entered into a very serious long-term relationship with someone. And eventually we were living together. And then we were engaged, we were going to be married, and then just about, I guess, 9, 10 months ago now, we ended it. And to be honest, I will say this, it was her choice to end it. I wanted to keep seeing, I wanted to work with a therapist, but that's neither here nor there. We chose to end our relationship. The split was as amicable as any such split can be when you have to call off an engagement and end years of living together and planning a future together. I have no malice or ill will toward her. She had problems, I had problems, and we just couldn't make it work together. But nonetheless, it was an extremely difficult thing to deal with. Because essentially, on my end, it was essentially a divorce. We had been living together so long. We had combined our assets. We were supporting each other. We were engaged. We had plans for a house. We had plans for kids. We had named our children. We had a list of our children's names because we knew there were going to be children. We knew what pets we were going to have. We had it all planned out. And it is all over. And that is a big thing to lose, not just the relationship, but the future. And I'm not going to lie, that put me in a very deep depression, and I would not be a normal human being if it didn't. And having to basically reinvent my entire life over the last year and deal with the emotions of that has been very difficult. Unfortunately, even before the relationship ended, there were a number of difficulties in my personal life that were affecting my work. One of them was that for a lot of our time together, I was essentially supporting the both of us as my partner pursued her degree, which I was happy to do. I was trying to help her make her dreams come true because she wanted my dreams of, publishing a game and being basically the greatest game designer ever and putting Wizards of the Coast out of business. She wanted those dreams to come true for me too, and I wanted her dreams of getting a degree and some other things. I'm not going to talk about all of that again because I don't want to overshare. But I was basically primarily supporting the two of us. She was bringing in income when she could, until she graduated, and then things were to change. Unfortunately, we had some disagreements on how to share our support of each other, and there were some financial difficulties that no malice, no blame. I take responsibility. There are choices I made, but nonetheless, between that and some other stresses, I was not focusing on my work as much as I should have, and the windfall that I experienced from publishing my book those 5 years ago now, that was capital that I was meant to put back into my company because I had a 5 or 6 year plan for publication that would get me to the Angry Role Playing Game, and that first publication that was money that I could then invest in bringing on some help to help me with certain things and launching other projects, and instead that got put off so that I could financially support us a bit more. And so it got put off a year or 2 years, and then COVID happened, and that made things more difficult. So at this point, the long-term business plan I had for Angry Games, going back some 5 or 6 years now, has been completely derailed. It is no longer a valid plan. I have to start over in that respect. I don't have to start over completely. I still have a very, very strong community of very dedicated followers, which is all of you people listening to this. And I want to say that that alone has changed my life. The 10 years that this community, actually it's been more like 15 years now that this community has been an active part of my life. You all have changed my life. And you all helped me believe in myself, and you have cheered me on, and all you want from me is more gaming content and the best damn role-playing game anybody could ever design, which isn't really that much to ask, considering everything you've given me, not just financially, but emotionally. Because, honestly, this thing, this community, emotionally, has been vital. I can't pretend that I have not been struggling with depression off and on for at least the last 2 years. Ever since last January, that's January 2023, when shit hit the fan with the open gaming license and I was kind of worried about my future, that was also when Allie and I started ramping up our wedding plans in earnest, and it was also when we started seriously having some relationship strife. So even as far back as then, when I announced Slapdash and I was very excited about that, I was already struggling in and out of depression. There have been times in the last 2 years where I have considered shutting down Angry Games, quitting, and going out and getting a real job. And there have also been times, and I am going to say this because I think it is important for people to say these things, there have been times when I thought about quitting everything in the most serious way imaginable. That's just the way it has been. And the reason I think it is important for me to say that is because I know out there right now there are people listening to this who are facing tremendous struggles and who are going through suffering and pain. Okay, that's, unfortunately, oftentimes, that is what life is. Life entails a lot of struggle and pain. Life is not always happy. Unfortunately, it's not always miserable. It's a combination. It's ups and downs. It's a roller coaster. Unfortunately, we often don't see when the people around us are struggling because people tend to struggle in silence. So when we find ourselves struggling and we find ourselves at the bottom, we find ourselves overwhelmed, depressed, what have you, we look around at the people around us and say, why am I not able to fix things and put this together and just live life and be happy the way everyone around me is? What is wrong with me? Why am I the only one who seems to be unable to get it together? And that is why I think it's very important not to struggle in silence, to come out and say, no, this is normal. This is a human thing. There are times in life when we all hit rock bottom. And sometimes those times stretch on for long, long periods of time. And sometimes they feel totally insurmountable. And sometimes we even consider doing terrible things. That is part of being human. You know, that's part of life. And there's nothing wrong with anybody who struggles or gets depressed or suffers or who thinks sometimes that, you know, maybe it would be easier if. I'm not saying you should follow through on that thought. Absolutely never follow through on that thought. Because the thing is, life never stays the way it is for long. You know, happiness is not always a permanent state, unfortunately. Happiness sometimes gets reversed. But fortunately, unhappiness is also not a permanent state. At least it doesn't have to be. It can be reversed, and it often is reversed, often by the whims of fate and chance. It's scary, it's upsetting, It's hard to deal with. It's amazing that people don't wake up screaming every day just from realizing that. But, you know, once you do make the drastic choice, there's no possibility that it's ever going to turn around. There's no possibility of a better tomorrow. No matter how bad things are now, there is still the possibility of tomorrow. And if you are someone who is struggling right now with anything, and probably there are people out there with much worse struggles than me, because I do have to admit, I am very comfortable. I am surrounded by people who are cheering me on. I have good doctors. I have a good support network. I've discovered a good support network through a church that is now welcoming me as a member once I finish going through their classes, which I'm very happy about. It's been a positive experience for me. And I have friends and family, even though all my friends and family currently are 800 miles away, and, you know, in my day-to-day life, I really don't have anybody to talk to, which has been a difficult struggle. Nonetheless, I am very lucky in a lot of respects. And so I understand that there are people out there struggling far more than I am. And if that is you, know that it's okay to struggle. It's normal. It's a part of life. If you're depressed, if you're crying, if you're enraged, if you're frustrated, if you're overwhelmed, if you're anxious, that's all normal. Every person feels it sometimes. And right now, there are people who are feeling it, like I'm feeling it. I'm feeling awful. I'm feeling terrible. I'm feeling ashamed. I'm angry at myself for not taking better care of myself. I'm angry at myself for the mistakes I've made. I'm angry at the world for dealing me a bad hand in the way it has. I'm angry about the future that I have been robbed of. I'm obviously angry and grief-stricken about my partner leaving me. These are normal human emotions, and they are okay. If you are considering doing something drastic, reach out to someone, anyone. There are many phone numbers. There's many ways that you can get help. There are many resources, often resources that you do not even realize are available to you. In fact, if you are, if you're a man in the United States, I'm going to say that even if you are completely unreligious, there is an organization called Stevens Ministries, which are specific. It's obviously a faith-based organization, but they offer their help to literally anyone who is going through anything. You know, if you are struggling, you can reach out to them, and they will assign you to a counselor, and that person will meet with you every week and just give you an outlet to talk to. It's not therapy or anything like that. They will not try to convert you. They can't medicate you, obviously, but they're not going to try and convert you, and they're not going to do anything terrible to you. It's just someone to talk to, usually someone who has had similar experiences to you. And, you know, they helped me immensely. But there are also many, many other avenues for help before you do something drastic. And that is why this is the part that I want to leave in here and make sure that I reiterate from last night. And that is also why I want everybody to know that this is happening, so that you who are struggling, if you are struggling now as you listen to this, you know you are not alone in that. You are not broken. You are not a human. You're not incapable of dealing with the world. This is the world. And it's hard sometimes. And it's okay to be upset about that and anxious and depressed. All right. Now back to the script. Okay. To make the long story short, and I'm already doing well because I'm kind of on my final point here, and this has been far less than an hour that I've been talking now. I don't want to give up Angry Games. I honestly believe that I have great gaming content in me, and the opportunity to give people the gift of fun games is the only reason I'm honestly in this. Okay, I just want to give everyone the gift of gaming that has brought me so much joy in my life for, well, since I was a little 9-year-old or 10-year-old boy, however long it's been now. I don't want to think about that. It's been a long time. Okay, it's been 1987 or 88. Somewhere around there, that's when I got started, and I've been gaming ever since. I've been a game master ever since, because once you agree to be a game master, they never let you out from behind the screen, which is why I'm so angry, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, all I've ever wanted is to share the gift of gaming and to give everybody the chance to run the least worst games possible. And if that means giving people advice, then so be it. And if it means rewriting the crappy rules in the most popular systems to make them easier to run and get more fun out of, then so be it. And if it means writing new hacks to extend the games that already exist, even though they're perfectly good, so be it. And if it means writing an entire system of my own, then so be it. That's what I want to do. I don't want to give this up. But I also have to do something to make it viable again. 5 years ago, I had a plan, or a goal, a plan, something I was aiming toward. And you have to have a direction. You can't just keep doing the same thing every day. You know, because eventually that's unviable, and I have not been growing or building myself in any way in that time, and I have in a lot of ways not been delivering what I am capable of delivering. So I am giving myself the next 3-ish months, basically till the end of the year, to turn this shit around, set some benchmarks, and figure out what that long-term plan will look like. Obviously, a lot of it will not, like, a lot of that long-term plan you won't even notice, because a lot of it is just actually getting on track some of the stuff that I've already promised. Like, obviously, weekly content actually being weekly, and continuing to put out the proofread alouds, even though what I would eventually like to do is make them so that it's not me proofreading, it's just me reading aloud. Oh, I'll still have all my diversions and making fun of myself, and I still won't edit all of my trips, and I'll instead make fun of myself every time I screw up and say the wrong word or mispronounce something, because I know that's the good stuff. But at the same time, I'd like it to not to be a proofread aloud anymore. I'd like it to just be a read aloud. I'd like to keep doing Q and Angry. It was very successful for the couple of weeks that I actually managed to put it out. People really liked it and responded to it. I need to start getting some content out on YouTube, even if it's just weekly or every other week shorts or something, just to attract eyes. And I need to learn the new rules of the social media game, because social media has changed since I built my entire following off of it 10, 15 years ago, however long ago it was now. So that stuff hasn't changed. Obviously, also hacks. I need to put out mechanical content. People love my mechanical content. I'm good at writing games, and Wizards of the Coast just put out a whole new version of D&D, and I can't imagine it's any less of a mess than the previous version, so it's sure gonna need my help, and that means you're gonna need to learn how to build custom monsters the easy, angry way, and boss monsters, and you're gonna need tension dice again, and you're gonna need all that other crap, and, you know, maybe, you know, systems for wilderness travel, because I can't imagine Wizards of the Coast has gotten it right yet. So I'm going to have to put all of that out. And I had a plan for that, and that was, you know, monthly hacks. And there's no reason why I can't do that. You know, another Kickstarter. I need to finally sell the tension dice and the module and all that crap that I was talking about years ago. That's got to come out, especially because I need the injection of capital so that I can reinvest it into building other projects. Slapdash obviously has to come out for those people who have been supporting me just to get Slapdash, and you are getting it, and it will come as soon as I can reasonably make it. But also, the Slapdash project has grown somewhat in scope, scale, and vision, and it is sort of becoming the Angry RPG. And, you know, I've been working on it in dribs and drabs, but it needs to get put down on paper, and people need to be able to at least play the beta, and that's got to happen soon. I can't promise that it'll happen by the end of the year, but it's got to happen. You know, I have to have a plan for it happening almost immediately with the turning of the calendar. Okay. And in the meanwhile, I have to be working on that. Other benchmarks, I don't know where that's all going to land yet. I have to set them. I also have to set personal benchmarks, because if I don't take care of myself, I'm going to drop dead before I can do any of this. And, you know, that's not hyperbole. That's, I'm going to have a stroke, or just go into like a diabetic coma, or they're going to take my eyes or cut off my feet or something like that if I'm not careful. And that's years away. I'm not like, I shouldn't joke like that, except I kind of have to say it so that, because it's not really a joke. I have to say it to remind myself of those things. So I have personal health benchmarks that have to be set and have to be met. And fortunately, I have a really, really good support network. Anyway, I have now managed to condense that hour and 15 minutes of heavy rambling down into basically a 30-minute message where I covered all the same main points. And so that's it. That's what's going on right now. And I realized this wasn't a very fun chat. This isn't a mostly monthly live chat by any stretch. But fortunately, in October, I will have a much more fun live chat as we start moving into more positive, forward-looking, and optimistic territory. But I do want to end the same way I ended last night by just saying that I am deeply sorry. I know some of the things that have happened to me have been beyond my control. But many of the things that I have been going through and many of the problems that I'm facing now are not the result of events outside of my control, but rather my choices of how I handled those events. I don't take responsibility for the random happenstances of life, but I do take responsibility for the choices I've made. Feeling depressed and being depressed about things was not a choice, but choosing to respond to that depression by destroying my body, that was my choice. And however hard it was not to make that choice or to make a different choice, that doesn't excuse the fact that I have to live with the consequences, and now I have to undo the damage I've done. It is no different than the person who medicates themselves with alcohol or other substances or other bad habits. And yes, it is an addiction, and yes, it is very, very difficult to overcome, and I have overcome addictions in my life too. That's a whole other story. But nonetheless, there is still the choice that I knowingly chose to deal with my pain in those ways that would destroy me, knowing full well that it would. Unfortunately, my bad choices have cost you all wonderful content that I could have been producing, because I'm awesome and I produce wonderful content. And you have all stuck with me through it all, and you have done nothing but cheer me on. And I am very grateful for that. But I am also sorry for the fact that I'm not where I wanted to be, and my 5-year plan crashed and burned, and I kind of got complacent and let it keep crashing and burning. And now it's going to be a really long, really hard struggle to turn it all around. Far more than just, man, I just need to catch up this month. It's going to be, I have to work my ass off for months, and I need a plan, and I need accountability, and I need good habits, and I need to take care of myself. So, and I'm sorry that it has affected all of you, and I am grateful that you have stood by my side through it all. So thank you.